כמה מבינים שהיה לי לשם ואירח את אברהם בקור. לשם blessed Abraham Bakoil, blessed him with everything. Before say, tremendous wealth, the Ramban says, Ba'ishun, Chosu, V'Kovu, Ba'ishun, life. Rashi on the Pasuk comments, Bakoil, Ulu, V'Gematria, Ben. Bakoil, if you make a Gematria out of Bakoil, it's equal to the Oisio's Ben. We ask, Shoyaloi Ben, and it's sort of Lasio Yisho. This is the Hatoma to the Parasha of sending out Eliezer to go find the proper match for his son. The Torah says that he had a son, and now he has a son, so he has to find a match for him. So the first Kasha is Bechor and his beer. Va'aron be'i va'ashem be'i ha'sam va'kol b'go va'kol's oil b'gematria ben. In fact, with Moshe and the Vashmai, everybody knows he had a son. You have to go into gematria. From Bakoil, try to figure out the gematria. Oh, it means ben. Va'kol is ben, because it's gematria ben. He had a son, Yitzchak. Va'kol is Tzorach Ian Godel. What is the Indian that the Chazal teaching us? Hashem be'i va'kol, va'kol's with gematria ben. He first of all say bet. Second of all, what is that? What to go to Gematria's for? Right. Vayom Avram al Avdoi, Skan Beisoi, Moshe B'chol HaShaloi. Avram speaks to his Eved, Skan Beisoi, Moshe B'chol HaShaloi, calls of Eliezer, and he tells him, Simno Yodcha Tach Zireichi, I want you to hold on to a Chetet Shal Mitzvah, Sefer Torah, and I want you to swear in the name of Hashem. I want you to, and therefore he told him to hold on to the Mila, which is the Torah Shal Mitzvah, Chevet Shal Mitzvah. Today we hold on to a Sefer Torah when we swear. We want to hold on to a Sefer Shal Mitzvah. So he says, hold on to the Sefer Shal Mitzvah, the Chevet Shal Mitzvah. להשביעך בהשם אלוקי השמיים ואלוקי האור שלא יסיכך איש של בני בני מבני סטנן אשר אנוכי יושב בקיר בוי ומארצי ומארצי זה סייב עליהם he says make a שבוע ולקית הסחפץ סייב את תוירה כאילו make a שבוע that you're not going to take a daughter from the בני סטנן אלא you're going to go and get find a שידוך אל ארצי ומארצי תלך ולקחת איש לבני ויצחו take from me a door to Lee Yitzchak. So come our Oris over here. First of all, Chazal tell of Ayyema Avram el Avdo is Kan Beisoy HaMoshe B'Chalashol. Why did the Torah have to give such a blue description of Eliezer in this passage? It's Kan Beisoy HaMoshe B'Chalashol Avdoi, Skan Beisoy, Moshe B'Chalashaloi, Mamish, a ganze smicha he got over here. A ganze title, big title. What's the end of giving such a big title? Second of all, why is he making him swear? Why is he making him swear in the first place? Why is he making him swear? This is Eliezer Eved Avram, trustworthy servant. HaMoshev, once we're saying it, HaMoshev B'chol HaShaloi, it could be that's good for the reason we're mentioning it. He's Moshev B'chol HaShaloi. He has everything. He's in charge of the entire state of Avram. Everything Avram does, everything Avram needs to do is handled by Eliezer. He's the Gabbai. He's in charge of the estate. He's in charge of the finances. And Moshe B'chol HaShaloi, he's in charge of everything. What is he making a shvua? You don't find Avram made a big whole shvua. You don't find Avram made a whole shvua when it came to anything else that was involved in his finances, his life. Eliezer was making decisions left and right. Eliezer was constantly making decisions what to do with Avram's estate, with his properties. Sell, buy, go on this deal, this or that. L'chaira, we never found that he made him make a shvuah. And secondly, why did he make him taka hold on to the mila of Avram before Shemes? He has had his own mila. He could hold on to his own mila. Respect him afar as the band. Fourthly, he tells him, Mosikach Yishol Ni Vinay Sakhana Shahanach Yoshi Bekirboy, don't take a woman from over here. Kimel Arti Vimel Arti Telech, go to Marla Vakat Yishol Ni Li Yitzchot. I mean, Maisa, he could have just said the Yitzchot. The Bni Li Yitzchot is a little more extra, not sure more. Lamaisa, you see a kaval the ugly of the soil over here in this parish of Bayside, which is so negated to our steiging, to our growth. The person I just spoke to a few bachelors this week about it, that's a person that has to come to a big machshor of Bayside. A person's in yeshiva, the opportunity is there, he doesn't have his whole life to our Bayside, an opportunity to steig and to grow in the environment of a yeshiva. It's something that's very rare. We don't appreciate it. Like a lot of things in life, we don't appreciate it. Until we leave, sometimes we have to leave the yeshiva, confines of the yeshiva. But the person has to realize that the person in the yeshiva, the opportunities to grow is amazing. The opportunities to shtai, the opportunities to develop a whole life. Develop a lifestyle. Develop a mahal chachayim to set the foundations for the future of us. But there's a big yisoy that we have to know in order to be able to success in yeshiva. And that's the number one thing over here, when we have success. A person, anything in life he undertakes, the objective is to have success. That's when you need to undertake a project. You want to have success. No one wants to be not successful. The Torah here is telling us unbelievable yisoy that Avraham Avinu is teaching us. Chazal teach us, Moshe b'chol ha'shaloi, that not only that he was Moshe on Avram's property, he was taka a big tzaddik on Yezer. He was doing lumash, he was Rosh Hashiv, he wasn't stam. Avram has to be so careful to make him make a shvur, to keep that schayfetz. Because Avram realizes, and this is what Moshe Feinstein says in the Pshat of Unberach Avram Bakoil also. It's not from Moshe Pshat. You know why it says Lashon Bakoil means Remez, Gematria. It means Ben Niridah Kavana. The Av Shebech Bakoil should be called Dover Toiv, as the Ramban says. Shashayach Leyois. Bakoil means he has everything that's possible to have. In this world, Bakol, he blessed him with everything. Everything and anything. If a Kodesh Baruch gives you a Ben Bakol, if I give you a Ben Bakol, so it's in my understanding, in my capability of Bakol. But if a Kodesh Baruch blesses you Bakol, that's everything and everything, because the Kodesh Baruch is everything. Mikol Mokom Yoda Avram, the boy said, listen to a word from the Moshe Feinstein. Avram knew. She below she had doyrish lishmo derech Hashem ein ze inin godo kol maisim zikos v'chol anoyis ein v'klum. If his child and his generation are not going to follow suit in the path that he set to mekarev the oilam, to bring the world to the realization of one God, if that concept, if that idea, if that religion is not going to be continued, there's no continuation to it. The Bakol means Ephes. The Bakol has no meaning. The Bakol is not worth anything. The Bakol was also the Ben. The Bakol means it is pshuta everything. But the everything only took on real meaning because it was Ben. It was Ben. Because he had the Ben, the child, that he was hoping and he realized and understood was going to be the one who was going to continue the path. Now everything takes on meaning. As the pasuk says, we say because we sing it so nicely. Everybody sings it. Pia pasuk b'chokma. The soyes chesed al shoyna. Sofiel echos beisa. Lechmasus lesoychel. You know what's next? Come and have Yeshua. Come and have Yeshua. Bava yehala. No. Sheker achein. The Hevel Ayoyvi, you would sing. Now all the Hassan get on the mic. Sheker Achem, the Hevel Ayoyvi, Isha Yiras Hashem, it is all of us. Have everybody to tell. Sheker Achem, the Hevel Ayoyvi, Isha Yiras Hashem. We'll think of continuing the Shidduch thing. We had never had to school. And Sheker Achem, the Hevel Ayoyvi, Isha Yiras Hashem, it is all we think of changing next week, next month, morning, say that should do. Anyway, Shekel Achein v'Hevel Agein, Yisho Yosh Hashem Yitzhalo. Shekel Achein v'Hevel Ayoyfi. Shekel Achein means, Chein is Shekel, it's all Shekel. Hevel Ayoyfi. Yoyfi is all, Hevel, Yoyfi. Yisho Yosh Hashem Yitzhalo. Yosh Hashem is important. In fact, the going. Sheker Achein, that we're Chein, the Torah told no, you're not Matzah Chein, Bein Hashem. Chein is a very good thing. The Torah said, no, Matzah Chein! Not Chein, Chein, he found. He found Chein, Bein Hashem. Chein is a good thing. Yeshevel Ayoyfi, you see parishes. Rochel Hoyson, you fast, you fast, but you're beauty! Rochel was a beauty. Hevel Ayoyfi? What's trying to pass it? Sheker Achein, Hevel Ayoyfi. Achein is Sheker, it's nothing. Hevel Ayoyfi is nothing. Says the Goyim. No, that's not trying to pass it. Sheker Achein, the Hevel Ayoyfi, when it's just Achein v'Yoyfi. If it's just for that itself, if they're celebrated for their effort, for in itself, Sheker Achein. But if Isha Yiras Hashem Hitis Halo, if Isha Yiras Hashem Hitis Halo, if she has Yiras Hashem, then everything has meaning, and the Sheker, and the Chehevel is beautiful, and the Yoifi is beautiful also. But if it's just for the beauty, if we're celebrating the beauty just for that, if it's Isha Yiras Hashem Hitis Halo, if it's a woman of valor, a Yiras Shamayim, she knows how to use her beauty, not to flaunt it, but to use it the right way. She knows how to use your chain the right way, not to just get your friend to give you a few bucks, but use your chain to influence your friend. And when it's Isha Yiras Hashem Yitzhalo, it's Gevaldik. Hevel Havolim Homar Koyalas, I call Hevel. Everything's Hevel, said Koyalas. Everything's Hevel. 7 times, says Rashi, the beginning of Koyalas, 7 times, for the 7 days of recreation. All Hevel. Kadosh Baruch created a world for Hevel? Kadosh Baruch created a world for Hevel, what is that? The whole world is Hevel. All the days of creation is Hevel. Praise for all the kids, remind me. All Hevels are called Hevel. The Pasuk says, Hevel Avom Hayom, and the Kalas are called Hevel. 7 times Hevel. Why? Also, on the 7 days of creation, all Hevel. 7 days of creation is Hevel. Yeah, because if it remains just a bunch of zeros, as we saw Solanta said, one bunch of zeros doesn't mean anything. But if you end off as the Pasuk ends, Soif Dovah, the end of Kohelet. I call Kozoyf Doves. Shekim Yiroh. Gizeh Kol Adam. We'll have a rendition soon, so we'll sing the song. Gizeh Kol Adam. But Gizeh Kol Adam. Soif Dovah Kol Nishma Shekim Yiroh. Gizeh Kol Adam. Then Zakim Sosa, it's like you put a one in front of them. Everything has meaning. So Kol Moshe Gevahal Da Bakoel is the Gematria of Ben. Ravadam means Pipshuta Yipasim Bakoel. But the only meaning that the Bakol has is only because the Gematri was Ben. And this is the Etzer Rabbi said what the Pasha is telling us. Avraham Avinu never, ever made Eliezer swear about anything. The $1 million deal on a new swimming pool he just got with you know, turquoise tiles and beads hanging down, and the water turns color to whatever color you want. You're thinking blue, you dive in, it's blue. You're thinking red, it's red, green. If you want red, white, and blue, then you want Obama, it's black. You think about Obama, it's black. Whatever you want, the pool turns that color. That's the pool, $1 million pool we have. But Paul, but what is that? All these things like a vow, the person allowed to have nechassim. Hashem blesses him. Hashem wants him to have it. Allowed to have it. But that's that meaning. Is he something behind? Avram, his whole life, never trusted Eliezer. This deal, $1 million pool. That's it. New chandeliers for the toilet. Well, the gold, diamond chandeliers for the toilet. You have something to stare at. And everything very beautiful. Golden toilet paper rollers, Amish made out of pure gold. Everything, gewaldig, 100%. You feel we need it? 100%. Comes now that Avram has to ensure the Doyrois are going to continue in the right way. And there's only one way, the boy says, which Hashem will speak every time, Be'ez Hashem, the Inchav, Chayesor, Be'ez Hashem. We know how much guys want to be here, so we're going to make an inshallah, Baruch Hashem. And everybody, B'ez Hashem, we will pass by Hebron on this inshallah. This shul is called Hebron. I'm going to my house, B'ez Hashem. Everybody will pass by Hebron. If you want, you go into Hebron also, no problem. But the Rabbi said, at the end of the day, the Rabbi said, one thing you won't have, you might not meet up with Chayesara. But anyway, the kids, but at the end of the day, Shabbos Chayesar is the parasha of Shiduchim. And Hashem wants to Shabbos, we'll speak, we always speak in Shmuz about what to look for in the onim of Shiduchim. I know you heard from Ekron, but maybe it has their own insights. But the Kitzish is Shuzdavah, the Maisa, Avram Avinu knew, like we're saying now from Moshe, that in order to ensure that the Doris will be continuous, in order to ensure that those will follow the right path. In order to ensure the path that he set before, we have to find a girl from all across the seas. It must be from there, not from here. Because Midos, as we'll speak out, the Midos is the most important thing. And because of that, Avram said, I cannot just trust my servant with this thing. This is everything. This is the whole religion. This is everything! Hashem, Beda, has up about call, but the call has only meaning with the Ben, and the Ben only has meaning if he's going to be insured for the Doyrus. And the Doyrus, how does that mean if she's in a matter of Almidos? And if I let Eliezer make that choice without making him swear with a safer Torah, and by my safer Torah, not by his, because maybe he has different intentions, maybe he has different thoughts. What he meant to hold on to his Milo was that he should be with my intention totally. I want to ensure that there will be no mistake. 100% security. 1,000% security! Because it means everything! Because it means generations. Because it means the future of Klal Yisrael. And the future of Klal Yisrael, we're not going to entrust even to the most faithful servant unless it's 100% secure. 100% secure. And that's what he says, Libni Yitzchak, to my son Yitzchak, for my son Yitzchak, this has to be done. He wants to explain to his faithful servant, who happens to be his talent, why we're going through this process. Rebbe Abe, Rabe, what's going on? You never ever call me in to make me make these shvuas. Eliezer walks into his house the day before. Rebbe, you got $1 million deal. These B'nai Chais, they want to sell property in West Side. You want to go for the deal? Whatever you say, you think it's good, Eliezer? Gavald it. It's a good idea? Gavald it. Next day, he comes in. Nice building in Manhattan. Unbelievable building. They're selling the subway system. It got blown out from the hurricane. Get the subway system. Buy the subway. Buy the railroads. No problem. Everything walks in. So he walks in. He calls in the servant. Come in. Lights are out, candles are flowing. Come in here, take out a safer turn from the Aron. Start holding on to it. What's going on? You ever saw one penny not in its place. Do you ever see that? I'm your faithful son. I'm your Talmud. What's going on? Take out a Sefer Torah! Hold on to that Sefer, Eliezer. Make sure you have it tight. And repeat after me. I solemnly swear that I will not... What's going on? Me? You know, Eliezer had a long beard down to his shoelaces. He used to tie, you know, some people tie, he tied his beard with his, underneath with the shoelaces. That's how long his beard was. He was a pious flowing, he looked like, you know, Mamish. He looked like the Sava Kadisha. He was a holy Jew, he was a holy person, he was a holy man, he was teaching over the Avram's time, he was giving sheer lectures, big long beard. Every day, faithful servant, not one time he asked him, come in there with a Sefer Torah. Get in here, Eliezer. Get that Sefer Torah. Lights. Candles. Action. Get in and say, I something. He told God, well, you don't trust me, Rebbe. You don't trust me. Get in and take that Sefer Torah and swear. In front of me, in front of everybody, I solemnly swear I will only go there, I will not take it. Why? 100% security. Because the future of Klal Yisrael. What an unbelievable lesson that was. The Chaim Brisk once put out a mashal on this. It's in me. How people, when it comes to money, and it comes to religion, they're just the opposite. A guy comes to a town, he doesn't know anybody, and somebody says, he doesn't know the guy for a hole in the wall. You see that guy over there? That guy comes over to him, yeah, he needs some money. He wants to invest for you. He wants 500 grand from you. You have a check from him? He doesn't mind cash either. This guy over here, see that guy? He looks like a nice guy, a little shady, but he wants $500,000. Just give it, you know, those suitcases you're holding on so tight, they're secured to your hand with handcuffs. Just unlock them. Look at this guy. Talk to him. He can make a good investment. He's pretty good. He has a home in Harlem. He has all his investments. He lives in the back house in Harlem. They say, you know, he's bound to strike one deal. Give him over $500,000. What are you paying? Why not? So I'll check him out. No. Find out. It's his business. I'm having the house are. It's successful. Let's see. Bad. 4 hours, days, months, years. Okay, I'll give him $10. See if you can make a good investment. AC, tomorrow night. Blackjack table. That's what I'll give him. $10, maybe a 3/4 of play, slot machines. Finally, are you crazy? From Chaim is another guy. Comes to town, I need a place to eat. Okay. This guy, maybe we'll go over here. He looks religious. He's wearing something on his head over there. Pepsi Cola bottle cap. Do you want to eat by him tonight? You keep kosher? Yeah, just open the safe. I eat kosher. T-shirt, yes. Opens it up. Perfect. Let's go eat. Dum, 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 dum. There they are. I don't know if you buck, I'm going out to eat tonight. We're in a restaurant. Is it kosher? Yeah, we saw the picture, we saw the flashing light. Kosher. Goes off sometimes, but it flits on. And what do you mean I saw the certificate of kashrus? Rabbi Yonke, Dweckenstein! The fact is, you didn't look in your books. Nifter 1886! Still giving the hafsha. But the other guy, he walks into a nice falafel shop and he trusts the hechsher because the guy, you know, the guy once worked in a falafel shop and he said, is this kosher? He says, of course. What do you mean? I have Baba Sali on the wall over here, a picture of Baba Sali. So the guy said, if Baba Sal will be selling the falafel, and you'll be on the wall, boy. But if you're selling I have the picture of you and Baba Sal is like that. The guy, he looks from. So what he has, what's that thing in the back? A ponytail. But, you know, he flips it over and could double for a kippah. I trust him. He said some Hebrew words! He knows Hebrew! That's all he... Pig meat! Yeah, I know, it looks, tastes a little funny. It smells like, you know, but they say it's chazeret. I don't know, there's some rabbi I heard that, you know, buffalo meat, and someone said in Yugoslavia, the Negovaser Rebbe gives a hechshir, the Yugoslavia Rebbe is that meat, some deshrita from the who knows where, and they're eating away of us, and trade for food of us, and the guy comes back, he wants to learn. The problem is trade times away. Of course you have no cheshire. Of course you have cheshire. You've been eating the hechshire from Rabbi Dickenstein. They're trying to get him out from the dead grave still to see if he gives the hechshire. They dig him up every few months. Put him in the back of the freezer. They pull him out. Here's the rabbi! Okay, Shlomi, get him back in the grave. We saw the rabbi machshir. It's funny, Rabbi Sam. It's unbelievable what goes on. I've seen people going, yeah, it looks okay. A lot of Jewish people eating it. And so many decisions in our ruchnius, Rabbi Sam, that we make. And we don't realize it has such an effect on our shtayim. And we make decisions like that. Where are you going for Shabbos, like me? Oh, I have a good cousin. You're right, it's hard to find, but I have a good cousin. You know, do you find out about that cousin? I heard that maybe Ganovim. Oh, we're not going there. These people steal. They keep kosher. Yeah, you know, they're a little different, but they have, you know, Shabbos is Shabbos. What could be wrong with Shabbos in some place, kibbutz somewhere? An anti-Dati kibbutz. I think he happens to be the rabbi. He puts on tefillin once a week. He's the rabbi of the kibbutz. And it's a beautiful Shabbos, a lot of Zimirot. I come Friday night, Baruch Hashem, and he has all his daughters there. Shalom Aleichem, everybody together! Malachei Yashareis. What a chizik the Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. Gevaldik. Shabbos Chayesor, we get a Shiloh, and a Shabbos, a Shidra, everything's Gevaldik. And it's just one Shabbos, Rabbi said. One thing, our decisions and our ruchnias, Rabbi said, which can affect our whole shtayim. When it comes back, it affects. People go to places and go to things for Shabbos, and it affects the whole week. You being in an environment where there's no spirituality, nothing. I'm not saying it's not easy to be a God, but you have to think for yourself, where am I going? Does it make sense to go? If it would be for money, you'd be very careful. You heard the guys, it's a little shady. They can come back, you don't have your pants, you have to come back in your pockets. The last time the guy came back, they came back in boxes, wearing on their thing, Angel Bakery, you know, because the guy stole his pants. Maybe we should go. Don't worry. I'm going to tie the pants to my bed, to my legs this week. He's not going to rip off my pants. Don't worry. Sleep in my pants. Middle of the night, his leg, you know, he wakes up. There's nothing there. I'm not, no one's going there for Shabbos. But when it comes, oh, yeah, my friend from the mirror knows a cousin of his who knows a friend, who knows a mailman, who has a cousin whose grandfather used to be a friend of the barber, the Italian barber. So we have something in Chicago. We worked in Brooklyn. So we have some cashier over here. You come to the palace, there's an Italian barber, Taka. So we serve kosher food, and we respect kosher. We give kosher here also. We get from that falafel shop with Baba Sali on the wall. It's unbelievable to say how people are not careful. We're not careful when it comes to our ruchnias. Avram taught us a lesson. For the Gashmias, no shvuas, nothing for ruchnias. We have to be careful. It's hard. We have to realize what Moshe Ashtayim is telling me, our whole life. And we marry a girl also, because of what type of girl we're going. I'm looking for a very stark girl, Rebbe. I want a girl that's going to grow. I said, someone set you up with a knockout. Well, she have it. Is she from? Yeah, well, she covers, you know, she wears pants. There's something covering over there. But you saw you wanted a from girl. Well, things change. She happens to be very, very, very spirit. You know, whatever. We won't talk about that topic so much. But I think my ideas have changed. I think I'm different now. I think I need a different type of girl. Baloney! You like her looks! His whole life has changed already because what you just said, I want to learn Koyo though. Well, I think my scruff has changed a little bit. I think now I think I'm going to go out to work right away. You were just learning Koyo with me. Well, I think, I don't know if she's so into it. I thought you were looking for a girl. Yeah, well, there's other things I like about her. You like her looks. Come on, George. And the person is, and the person has to realize, Doris, all your children, everything. It's a different Doris. You're giving it up. I'm not saying anything, but Shekhar Achay, Isha Yiris Hashem. So many facets of our life are places that we don't take the time out to think how it's going to affect my future generations, my life, my steiging, my growth, what I want to accomplish, and we give it up for a few pennies sometimes. We'll go crazy. I'm missing 20 shekel. Oh man, I don't know what to do. He's running around, he's nervous. What's going on, Yanko? I can't find those 20 shekel. 20 shekel, I'm going crazy. When it comes to ruchnias and missing a dollar. Not saying on the regular, but we have to realize how the ruchnias affects. How much our lives affect by places we go, people we're involved with, people that we hang around with. It's not so easy to break up with this guy. Yeah, but he's affecting you terribly. If he'd be stealing from you, would you break up from him? If this guy would mamish be taking money from you, if he would be mamish spreading rumors against you, would you break up with him? Of course, he would. Yeah, he's saying bad things about me. All the people in town are talking about me. You would break up with him. And his mamish destroying the ruchnias. The Gemara says, the Chazal say Rashi. He said this Rashi, oh, it's a very scary Rashi. I don't want to say it, but it's a scary Rashi. Rashi says, the Parashas, Rashi says it with an unbelievable zach. If a guy comes over, who's worse? Who's worse? Somebody who took you. I see a guy went out, and he took him out, and he turned him around, he got a pistol, and shot him between the head. That's one scenario. Then another scenario, a guy convinces the guy, come on, young girl, come with me. I'm going to go do this, you know, I'm going to Tel Aviv, and I got money, and I got everything, I'm going to bring everything to the house, everything, Bako, Miko, Koil, we're going to have in this house. Well, I might even yarn me. And everything's going to be there, and the money said, just come with me, we'll come for a weekend, and you'll never have a weekend like this in your life. Just come with me. Looking at two scenarios, okay, it's not so bad, just took them out to have a good time, and, you know, the service will go over. Oh, a few of them is 97 to be exact. But okay, you know, this could have been worse. Well, the guy took him with a pistol and shot him between the head. And he was like, what's worse? He was like, Rabbi! Don't get so... come on! He shot him in the head! So Chazal, not me, Rabbi Gordon, Chazal says, Godoil hamachtiyoy yoisei mehahorgoy. Worse is the one that causes someone. Amoin Umoyov can never, ever, 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 ever come into Klal Yisrael. Ever. Mitzrayim can come in. Mitzrayim killed us. They put our babies in the wall. They mamish rachmanos on what they did to Klal Yisrael. They whipped them. They beat them. They bled them. They can come into Klal Yisrael a few days. Amoin Umoyov, they brought out those women and they got the yintich with the sin. So Chazal, never! You know why? Double question. If Rahman al-Assad somebody kills somebody, the guy has a future. He has an osir. Okay, he left this world, but the next world will have something. When a guy takes a guy and he sins with him, he causes him to a terrible aveira, that's it. Netzach b'sarv forever and ever. Stay tuned for that shmuel. It's a tricycle shmuel is coming up. Ever and ever, b'sarv. Forever, he's gone. Much worse than Machshir. And therefore, maskonas hadvar, when it comes to making decisions, you know, Adash means we have to be careful. Avada, we have to have insurance. He has insurance upon insurance and insurance on his shoes. Today, there's my new insurance coming out. Allstate, shoes. In case your $700 Prada shoes get stolen, and you see them some Schwarz in Harlem, you can get new Prada shoes. Every guy has insurance on himself. Every single thing that they have today, everybody. What about insurance? Being insurance, I've always teaching you gotta get insurance on your ruchnius. You gotta get insurance. You gotta get shmuis and make sure we go where. Where do we go? We're going for Shabbos. Don't worry, I'll show you. Let's make a shmuis that's gonna be good for my ruchnius. Well, I don't know about that. I just went online to where's any place in Israel, and it seems like a very, very nice place. I'm not sure who's the husband and who's the wife. They both have, you know, a little bit long hair, but it seems like a very nice place. The wife looks like she's wearing a yarmulke. He looks like he's wearing a tichel. It looks very, very funny. Take a shvur, say the Torah. It's going to be good for my work. I'm going to come back. I'm going to want to learn Torah. I want to come back and say, oh, this stuff's not for me. And it's a pelvic esophagus. You have guys that are shtaying and going, and you see it, and all of a sudden, no chesh, I don't want to go, I don't want to do this. And what happened, boy, Zai? A few days, a bad Shabbos, this, that. We got to be careful, boy, Zai. For our sins, not for me, not for what I have about. It's for you guys. You want to accomplish, you want to grow, you want to do, you're doing so well. You're staying at one Shabbos, just one Shabbos, and a lot. Just one Shabbos, and a lot. You saw this thing out. And there it is, and 2 weeks later, for 3 weeks, he's out of commission. You can't get him out of the bed. He's plastered, depressed, this, that. Why? What do you need it for? I'm not saying you got to have a good time. You got to go on vacation. You got to look at places that's going to be spiritual. Some way, everybody said. Some way. At least another 74-inch, maybe 6-inch. That's where you have to squint a little bit, you know. But seriously, you know, the place you have to be careful. Just be careful. It's your life. This is future. This generation. This is ruchnius. This is your olam haba. You're playing with big sach and rabbi sach. You stay around good people. You stay around the yeshiva. You stay around the bayim. You stay around people that can influence the Torah, rabbi sach. When I'm unbelievable hashpo, and Ezer Hashem will be come out from the year of shtayin, rabbi sach. And with such chizuk, such aliyah, such a shtayin that Ezer Hashem is borach, will bring such nachas to ourselves, boy. We always talk about giving nachas. Bring nachas to yourselves. You know, we all know, everybody knows that when you do good, when you're doing well, you feel good, boy. So let's be careful. Let's be watchful. A person would never go in a minefield and say, oh, you know what? Why not? If I, you know, worst comes to worst, my arm will end up in Jordan. What's the problem? You never do that, boy. Some guys go to minefields. Ruchnius think of minefields. Let's stay away from the minefields. Let's stay around places that are good for our influence. And Ezer Hashem Yisborach. Hashem Beirach Hazavu Bakoyo. We'll have everything we need in this world.